This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are joined once again by the chief gun fabricator at Chambers Custom, and that would be one young Joe Chambers.
Happening.
Are you still on the side of the road?
I am.
Is Heidi with you too?
No, Eric's with me.
Eric's with you. Okay. All I could hear was a giggling there. I couldn't make out who it was. So I don't know what to think. I mean, you know, normally when I think of guys with engineering type minds, I'd be like, surely to goodness. But then I don't know what kind of car you have. I know with my car that I don't even know if I don't know where the spare tire is on my car.
No, I drive I have a pretty nice truck. It's an older truck. It's a 01 F350 diesel Ford. And I've been meaning for a while to drop the fuel tank and fix it because the pickup foot in the fuel tank is apparently rotted off. And what that means is I actually have a quarter tank of fuel.
Right.
But it won't pick it up because, well, it's doesn't have a pickup foot anymore. So I was driving, and I was purposely letting it get low so that I could drop the tank, because you don't want to drop the tank with 35 gallons in it. And I was purposely letting it get low so I could drop the tank maybe this weekend when the weather's nice and fix it. And Eric and I were on our way home. We were setting up a deer stand for my dad today. And we were on our way home and made a little detour by another farm that we have permission to hunt just to check it out. And the truck started chugging, and I looked down at the gas gauge and the mileage, and I was like, oh, crap, we're about to run out of fuel. And Eric's like, can you get to Kevin's farm? And I'm like, no, but I can get to this shady spot right here. So that's where we landed, is in a shady spot.
Well,
which is all right. We're waiting on David to bring us fuel.
So if you have fuel, will that fix that? Or it sort of sounds okay.
Yeah, once I get 10 gallons of fuel, it'll be all right.
So this is why I am a radio guy and not a car fixer-upper.
Yeah, this has happened to me one time before, but for whatever reason, I thought I had a little more fuel than I did, but I did not. I usually get about 320 miles out of the tank before it gets to chugging, and this time I'm at 302 miles, so. It is what it is.
I see.
Yeah.
Did Eric know you were having some sort of fuel tank issues before he decided to jump in the truck and take the ride too? Or did he just find out? Okay. All right. No.
I did tell him he was going the wrong direction to home, though.
Okay.
He was all like, right. Why are we going? I says, I'm making a detour. Yeah, I should have just gone straight home.
All right.
We might have made it.
So anyway, let's talk. You have been publishing pictures real quickly. I just want to talk about this because it's just, I've never seen that before. You've been publishing pictures of the pinstripe slide.
Yeah, we sent that gun out to my buddy Jeff. He likes it. He said it's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. I mean, is that going to be a regular? Is that going to be a regular feature? Is that a one-off or a, what is going to be?
That's a gun. I came up with that idea in 2010. Actually, I came up with that idea in 2009, but I was never allowed to build that gun. And so when I opened my own shop, I built it. I built the first pinstriper for a charity called Tiny Hands that helps rescue children that are being sold into the sex trade in Pakistan and India. And we raised a lot of money, about $14,000 for their charity by selling that gun. And so then I did, the next ones I did were the lefty-righty, the mirror image duo set that I did for American Handgun Magazine. I did those as pinstripers, and it just kind of caught on. You know, it's a really popular pattern. It's pretty sexy, and people like it. And so I built a few stainless ones over the years. I built that one that I just sent to Jeff was the fifth carbon steel one that I've done over the past 10 years. And I'm actually doing another one right now for my friend Dan Hall, who listens every week to the show. What's up, Danny? So his gun is built. I'm just in the process of doing the pinstripes to it now. And then I've got one I'm doing for my buddy Bobby Cundiff. He's getting a pinstripe with the Black Knight, which is pretty cool. So yeah, I'm back in the groove again now that I have David fairly well trained and I have my own mill. So Eric and David are splitting time on the big mill, and I'm able to do my thing on the second mill that we bought.
So the mill is fully operational now after all this time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well,
good stuff.
Month. Yeah.
Now, while Eric is sitting there, since he's sitting there, will Eric be building the 45?
Yours?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided. You know, he built your Fat WMG.
I know.
I don't know if I'll have him build it or if I'll build it or I haven't decided yet.
But it's sort of, you know, as I think about this, I know Eric's guns and or Eric's gun, so I was just curious about that. I'm pretty sure that anybody that builds it at Chambers Custom, it's, you know, for somebody like me, it's going to be a better gun than I am a shooter anyway. So, but I'm working on that. I've got ammo coming out of my ears waiting on that.
Oh, I bet.
Got my acquired 3,000 rounds of 45 ACP.
Nice.
So
nice.
In any event, what's that?
I got a new rig, a new holster rig. I'll talk about it after the break.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Yeah, we are. We are indeed. So, now, just out of curiosity, how is Facebook treating you right now? I found some things out about Facebook. You're probably not going to be happy with this, but I found some things out about Facebook. How's Facebook treating you?
Oh, it's fine. I mean, you know, it's a little different for us because we're a licensed entity. So the Facebook doesn't really mess with us too much.
Right.
And on my personal side, I don't do a lot of quote unquote gun posts per se.
Right.
On my personal side. I mean, I post pictures of our work and whatnot, but I don't put anything up for sale. You know, I don't say, oh, this is available on my personal page because I know that is bad juju.
yeah.
But, you know, they treat us all right.
Yeah, I've got some bad things to tell you about Facebook, man. Bad things, bad research has come out. Just to give you a preface. Well, you know what? I'm not going to preface it. For those of you that want to check out what Joe and Eric and Dave and Brandon do, you can go to chamberscustom.com. You can follow them on Instagram at Chambers Custom or follow them on Facebook at Chambers Custom. Instagram and Facebook always has the best pictures. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to SEZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Live, this is Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers and Eric.
There you go. Give me a minute.
What's happening?
Anyway, tell me about your rig, because you know, I'm still looking for the right holster, for the right tactical type holster for my Chambers pistol. So tell me about your rig.
Oh, you hear that? That's David has arrived with fuel.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can start this truck right quick. So the rig that I got is a chest rig, actually, by Gunfighters, Inc. Are you familiar with Gunfighters, Inc.?
Nope, but I'm looking them up as you tell me about it.
So Gunfighters, Inc. makes a chest rig, and the reason I bought it was for specifically for hunting, you know, and riding the four-wheeler, riding my truck around, walking in the woods, whatnot, scouting, checking trail cameras, all that good jazz.
Right.
And it's a Kydex chest rig. You can order it in multiple configurations for a ton of different things. But I ordered it for a 1911 with no rail and a red dot sight. And, you know, I'm really impressed with it.
This is the kind they call a Kenai chest rig?
Yeah, the Kenai chest rig. That's exactly it. Yep.
Yeah. So you got that for bear fighting, didn't you?
What's that?
Bear fighting.
Bear fighting, yes.
Yeah.
For bear fighting?
Yeah. Do you need to take care of the automotive part of it, Joe? I mean, if you do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Have your guys call me back in about 15 minutes when I get this thing started, and we'll continue.
Okay, let's do that. Right. You get your vehicle started, and 1911 University. We're going to take a short break from that, and we'll be back with 1911 University in probably the final segment, I would think. Automotive stuff. It's always a problem. I saw this the other day, and it made me think a little bit. There's this guy named Leo Guinan, and he has bravely and smugly gone public with his decision to blackmail his father for being a Trump supporter. Unless his dad changes his ways, he'll never get to see his grandchildren again. This is the left. Guinan oozes self-righteous hatred, and the only good thing about his post is that people were appalled and contemptuous. But he describes himself in very glowing terms. He says, trying to share my experiences in a way that might help others. I can change the world. I will change the world, if only for a single person. This very wonderful human being wrote a now viral post entitled, "Today I gave my dad a choice, Trump or his grandkids and his son." He was traumatized by finding a Trump sign in his father's yard, and so upset and tearful, he sent his parents this message. Due to the signs in the yard, the kids and I will not be back down. The current occupant of the White House is preaching hate and violence, endangering the lives and safety of many of my friends. This is not acceptable to me at all. There is a complete disregard for women, minorities, science, ethics, and morality. Please consider if you support Trump that much. Because I hate him that much. I wanted to be upfront and honest about my feelings. Fortunately for Guinan's happiness, after contemplating his decision to cut his parents off because he disagreed with them politically, he concluded, "I agreed with the message." And the appalled responses, some of which received hundreds of claps, are epic. And here's just a sampling. One guy replied, "And this was written by someone that believes they're the ones fighting fascism. The cognitive dissonance is amazing to behold. Imagine how miserable his children will be." Or, "I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I personally think you're a horrible person. Even more so, you've decided to broadcast this on the Internet. To do this to your own parents perfectly expresses how morally bankrupt you are and reinforces conservative claims about how nasty Democrats can be." Or, "Man, I have 9-year-old nieces more mature than you. You look as spoiled as the rest of these kids who demand things or they'll burn it down. If I can't have what I want, then neither can you. Attitude is exactly what making this republic ill, not the president." Or, "Thinking that politics and yard signs is literally all that matters in the world is one of the most upsetting things about the modern world. You've been radicalized and you don't see yourself as such, or maybe take some acid and ask yourself if this is all that matters. Maybe there's more to friendship and family than just a political alliance." I find this interesting simply because politics permeates everything we do now. I can't go to a store that sells shoes without politics being involved. I go to various places and see slogans and signs and symbols. You know, Black Lives Matter, they're out there, you know, that's, they're everywhere. Sports, which used to be a great distraction for a lot of people, and it used to be one of those things where, you know, we could go there and not worry about politics. That's become completely political, and they're now woke and broke. I mean, they, you know, it's going away left, right, and center. And, you know, like, football used to be my sport. I found out, you know, I heard that Gale Sayers passed away, 77 years old. Gale Sayers was a great athlete, and he played it the old school way back in the 60s when I was a kid. But I don't watch his sport anymore. I don't watch baseball anymore. I don't watch basketball. Well, I wasn't really watching basketball right now. Now, Guinan, he did kindly recognize that his father is victimized, along with a good percentage of the population. And he said his problem is not that he is a conservative, it's that he's a Republican. And he said, right now the Republican Party is something I've never seen. Level of corruption and simply evil people in some very powerful positions is something that quite literally resembles pre-World War II Germany. I can help you find the historians who are quite clearly making these arguments. He also says, I want to acknowledge my privilege. I grew up in a fortunate situation. I am a cisnet white male. I've had struggles, of course, but not nearly the struggles of others. This is what it comes down to. It's politics above all else. We don't even have room to breathe anymore. And all of this is being brought to you from the left. So keep that in mind. Bear that in mind. And, you know, we'll see what comes of Mr. Guinan. Hopefully that he can, you know, get along with his dad. That'd be nice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in the battleground state of North Carolina, the president talking health care.
The last administration severely restricted consumer choice through the greatest health care lie ever told. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You remember that? 28 times that was stated by our president, but it turned out not to be true.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there will be a peaceful and smooth transition of power after November's election.
There will be a smooth transition, and I believe President Trump will have a very good inaugural, and we will reunite this nation instead of radicalize this nation.
The California Republican speaking during his weekly press conference. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 52 points. This is USA Radio News. Johnson & Johnson has a coronavirus vaccine candidate in the final stage of clinical trials. That's now the fourth company that's working on a coronavirus vaccine. Some people are claiming that there's a rush to create a vaccine, which means it won't be safe. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells NBC's Today Show he'll be in line as soon as he can for that vaccine.
I will be first in line as soon as I fit into one of the categories where it's recommended for me. I will be first in line to get a vaccine, and I'll ask my family members to do the same from an FDA gold standard authorized or approved vaccine. Absolutely.
Another 870,000 workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week on a seasonally adjusted basis. That was up slightly from the previous week. The government also said that 12.6 million people are continuing to receive traditional jobless benefits, down nearly 167,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are going to try to get 1911 University back in the following segment, but for right now I'm just trying to give him a little time to get his vehicle up and running. The drama of live radio. I've never had to deal with a car broken down during a segment before, but hey, there's always a first. We're always going to have to accept that to some degree there will always be those who seek to intrude on the freedom of you, the ordinary American, me, the ordinary American. Accepting that they exist does not mean giving into their vile desires, though. Instead, that acceptance needs to come with a healthy dose of understanding that such people must be opposed at every opportunity. And one such person is Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. He is the heir apparent to Dianne Feinstein. He's already trying to do his best to surpass her. He is a very, very anti-gun legislator. Over at Town Hall, Larry King decided to take a look at Murphy's new book, and the central premise of that book is something I found rather interesting. Keene writes, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, encapsulated in 384 pages of his new book, The Violence Inside Us, one central theme. America can't be trusted with the freedom. And quote, he said, you know, it's called The Violence Inside Us because the conclusion I came to is that America is a violent place. We've always been a violent place. He explained that to MSNBC's Casey Hunt. The problem is that Senator Murphy didn't arrive at that conclusion. He started with it, and he got there by cherry-picking historical facts, isolating them out of context, and wedging them to fit a narrative that American freedom is bad and must be restrained by a benevolent and all-knowing government made up of people like him. But there's a big problem with his line of thinking on this. Most Americans are not inherently violent. You see, we have this thing in our heads, this mental block. We don't like to hurt people. We definitely do not like to kill people. Most people if they see true violence in front of them, are going to go into some mild shock in most cases. There are some people who will assimilate to that. If placed in that position, there are some people that cannot recover. So I don't believe that Americans are inherently violent. There are some individuals that are. But Americans as a whole, not so much. But let's say, just for the sake of argument, I'll play the stupid game too. Let's say that Murphy's contention is correct, that America is a nation that is mired in violence and always has been. If that is the case, then it sort of seems imperative that a good, decent, law-abiding citizen should have the means to defend themselves from these violent criminals who are just inherently everywhere we look. Every person we see are violent, you see. You see, here's the problem. While guns do make up a large portion of the weapons used to take human life every year, somewhere around a third of all homicides currently use something other than a firearm, according to the FBI. For some, that's somehow evidence that gun control is needed, but only a fool would believe that the other two-thirds of all homicides would simply not happen. They would happen a different way. Now, because most of those murders... Well, let me say this, and we should note this. If not most of the guns used for these homicides are obtained legally in the first place. They're not bought at a gun shop. They're in what we refer to as the black market. Guns in that stream circulate. They get passed around. But most of those murders would still likely be attempted regardless of the existence of guns. And because of that, let me ask Senator Murphy just what the hell their law-abiding victims are supposed to do to prevent these murders. Because he just described all of us as very aggressive predators in many of these cases. People who will pounce on those they perceive as weaker and will capitalize on their advantage. This is what we are. We'll prey on people and not think twice about it. And it won't matter if we have a gun or a knife or a rock. We'll try to victimize other people because that's what we do because we are inherently violent. So, let's see. I always like to put this akin to like the Impala, which is actually an animal, not a Chevrolet, where the Impala on the African plains, they hold the Impala down and saw his rack off of his head and say, good, now you can defend yourself against the lions. Senator Murphy would leave us to the mob. He'd leave us unarmed to face the predators. And these are the same predators that led him to believe that this country is inherently violent. But that's okay. He's benevolent. He knows better. So he's going to protect us by making us helpless. And yet this violence, the violence that he believes is somehow built into the system is precisely why gun control is a non-starter for millions upon millions of Americans. It has never been a thing where we look at this and say, well, you know, hey, this is the thing. You know, we need to do this, we need to do that. So, you know, let's go to Portland, for example. These are the people he would leave you to. And these protests and demonstrations and civil unrest have been going on there for more than 3 months, have been steadily moving out of the city and into the residential neighborhoods throughout the city. And on Monday, the New York Times released a new report on what it describes as a more confrontational approach to the movement. And this being the New York Times reporting by Nellie Bowles is definitely slanted in its approach to the story. But it's interesting to look at how downright delusional some of Portland's agitators have become in their nightly demonstrations, because they talk about Terrence Moses, whose own residential neighborhood was the site of demonstrations not long ago. And as Moses tells it, the march was mostly peaceful, at least until the protesters became enraged at the sight of an American flag. And Mr. Moses, who is black and runs a nonprofit group in Portland, Oregon, said, it went from a peaceful march calling out the names to all of a sudden, bang, how dare you fly the American flag? They said, take it down. They wouldn't leave. They said they're going to come back and burn the house down. So Mr. Moses and others blocked the demonstrators and told them to leave. We don't go around terrorizing folks to try and force them to try to do something they don't want to do, said Mr. Moses. I'm a veteran. I'm for these liberties. And he's the story's everyman, the guy who supports the right to peacefully protest, but can't see how threatening to burn down someone's home for flying the Stars and Stripes is going to advance the cause of equality and or justice. And on the other side of the issue, guys like Stephen Green, who says the downtown demonstrations aren't enough. The agitators need to confront residents where they live because we don't need allies anymore. We need accomplices. He says, I'm down to lose this friend because stuff needs to change. I'm down to make my neighbor uncomfortable because being nice wasn't changing anything. So, this is, while all these guys are working to do these things and those things and all this other stuff, exactly what are they working to? They want to create accomplices? It's not like these nightly excursions into residential neighborhoods have caused more residents to take to the streets. This is a fairly small group of several hundred individuals who are responsible for the protests, and they haven't run into any combatants yet. When that happens, that's going to be a completely different story. Because right now, Senator Chris Murphy's list of things he wants to see done, that's still a fantasy. It's still a desire. It hasn't happened just yet. That, you know, this, they could run into some pipe hitters just any old day, and then things change radically. And you won't be looking for accomplices then, Mr. Green. You'll be looking for a medic. We'll be right back. Hopefully we get Joe back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are back in 1911 University, and while you were gone, I've started a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to collect some money, and that's going to finance my trip to Nebraska, and when I get there, I'm going to borrow one of your guns and put a bullet right in the middle of this vehicle that broke down on you.
Oh, no, don't be shooting my truck. Don't be shooting my truck.
I'm going to be shooting your truck. I'm going to be shooting your truck. You know,
it's really funny. We had David, he brought us 5 gallons of diesel, even though I asked for 10. So that wouldn't get it started. So we had him tow us to the farm that we hunt. And just so happens, Eric found a very nice vintage, what is this thing? A lawn chair? A lawn bench?
It's a bench.
It's like a bench out of a Chevy pickup truck or something?
It's not. It's completely designed to be a bench, and it's wire, and it's vintage, and it's freaking cool.
It's really cool. So we got some padding on it, and we're sitting out here in the shade of a giant grain bin. We're actually, I will tell you, unequivocally, we are drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon Extra, which is black label Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's an excellent beer, and we're relaxing, you know, enjoying the scenery.
Well, yep.
A lot
gonna be going to be shooting your truck. Yeah, going to be doing that.
It could be a lot worse, trust me.
Huh?
It could be a lot worse, trust me.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But, you know, we were just getting into the Kenai chest rig and everything. So are you going hunting to where you may take something out and you think it's going to ring a dinner bell for a bear or something?
No, actually, Steve Fisher and I, we have this little gig going on where we both have 10 millimeters. I built him a 10 millimeter. That now has a RDSM plate on it, and Brandon built a 10 millimeter for a client that I ended up buying back. That I'm going to put an RDSM plate on it, and so we have this deal going where we're going to shoot deer this year at 100 yards with our 10 millimeters.
Oh, okay.
And Steve's done the research and figured out that if you have a 25 yard zero with the loads that we use, that you're only 6 inches low at 50. And so we're going to sight 2 inches high at 25, so we're 4 inches low at 50. I mean, I'm sorry, not 50, 100. So our goal is to shoot deer, white-tailed deer, at 100 yards. And I wanted a holster rig that I could easily utilize in such a situation where I have a rifle that I normally hunt with, but I also want to carry my 10-millimeter in case a deer comes out at 100 yards. And because my rifle is not, I mean, I can shoot a deer at 100 yards with it, but it's really situated for 300 to 600 yards. And So, you know, we kind of made a pact, Steve and I, that any deer 100 yards or in during gun season this year, we would shoot with a pistol. Thus the Kenai rig, which I really love. I'm wearing it right now, as a matter of fact, with my pistol in.
You know, the Kenai rig was designed for people who hunt elk.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's a bunch of guys that go out bow hunting.
Right.
And or black powder hunting. And that's all they'll take. And they will harvest an elk. And then while they're harvesting the elk, a grizzly will show up and harvest them.
Right.
And there's been a couple of cases where they've emptied a whole can of bear spray, which, you know, dealing with a grizzly bear with some non-lethals, I get, you know, let's conserve. But, you know, any grizzly bear that looks at me and thinks that I'm on the menu, he got to go.
Yeah, exactly. No,
he got to go.
I'm not going into grizzly bear country without a 10mm or a 44 Magnum. The end.
The end.
I mean, those are the minimums. I might, you know, on the upper end, a 41 Magnum, which is very similar to 10mm, or a 45 Long Colt loaded stoutly. You know, those are where I'm at for grizzly or brown bear of any type. Yeah.
Now, you don't make a double stack 10mm, do you?
We made one.
That's Steven Seagal's, right? That was his special gun.
No. We made one recently on one of our 2019 frames for a client.
Right.
Eric and I built it. It's a long slide, actually, and it was really cool. It was torquing. It still threw brass 30 feet, man. I mean, there's just not much you can do with a 10mm to collect your brass.
No.
If you're shooting 10mm, you just know that the brass is going to be 30 feet away. That's the way it goes.
Well, now, the good thing to know about dealing with bears with handguns is that bears have been killed with everything down to 22 long rifle. Although that was one of the... And it was the 22 long rifle bear was killed by a 7-year-old little girl.
Wow.
And the bear was coming at them running head on, and she fired, and the bear hit the eye... The two eyes, nose, triangle, and went straight into the bear's brain. Killed it.
Ow.
But bears get taken down with 9mm and 45 ACPs and all kinds of other stuff. 10mm does a really, really good job on it. It'll flat put a hurting to them.
I read an article a couple of years ago about a guy who shot a bear with a 5.45 AK. He shot it 30 times, a grizzly bear. He killed it. But it took 30 shots, and, you know, they were using that as a reason why you need 30-round magazines, and I'm like, well, you just need 30-round magazines because it's a 30-round magazine. Standard capacity, whatever. But, you know, typically if I'm going to the bear woods with a friend, I carry a 22 short.
Okay. Why?
Because all I got to do is be faster than you, and if I shoot you in the knee, I'm going to be faster.
okay. Well, yeah, I see that part. I see that part. The thing, though, with the Kenai rig, though, is they want the gun. There was a recent case, I think it's like 2 or 3 years old. You got a guide taking a bow hunter out, and they have harvested an elk. They left it out overnight, came back the next day. They were on horseback. As they're harvesting the elk, they turn around, and here come two grizzly bears, and they are at a dead run heading their way.
Right.
The guide pulls his bear spray about the time the first bear hits him. He yells at his client, who is the bow hunter, "I have a Glock 20 in my bag. Pull that out and shoot the bear." Apparently, the client had never messed with a Glock 20 before. He pulled the Glock 20 out and promptly dropped the magazine.
Oh, yeah.
There was no round in the chamber. He dropped the magazine. And then when the bear started coming after him, he threw the empty gun to the guide.
Well, that's very helpful.
Yes. And then he got on horseback. He got away. The bears gave him a couple of looks. The very dazed and abused guide got up and staggered about 75 yards up at the trail, and the bears went after him and killed him.
Oh, no.
And he did soak one of them with bear spray.
Nice. I think and I would take my Kenai with a 10mm from Chambers Custom with a bear spray.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, most of these conservation groups get out there and they try to claim the efficacy of bear spray, and they say that's better for you than guns.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had the crazy guy that lived up in Alaska with the brown bears for a while, and he ended up getting et.
Yes. He recorded the audio of that, too. He put it on, it was on video. His video cameras were, yeah. Yeah,
not a whole lot of brain cells. I don't,
you know, we're about to run out of time, but I don't understand the thought process of somebody saying, "I'm going to go out in the wilderness where I'm hours away from everybody. I'm taking some bear spray and my trekking poles."
Hard pass.
I mean, with me, it would be my luck to be out there doing all of this stuff, and then I would be the one that actually found Bigfoot.
Yeah.
With some bear spray and some trekking poles.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Bigfoot would be feasting on me. All right, so we'll do this again next week, and maybe the truck won't break down and you guys won't be having to sit in the shade and
actually next week I'll be on the water so we can do it from the White River while I'm trout fishing. That'll be cool.
As long as you're not water skiing while we try to do it, that'll be just fine. I hope you guys get pulled off the side of the road very soon. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
All right, brothers. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.